our cares away. All the bands are here to bring good cheer your way. It's make-believe ballroom time and free to everyone. It's no time to fret, your dial is set for fun. Just close your eyes and visualize in your solitude. Your favorite bands are on the stands and Mr. Miller puts you in the mood. It's make-believe ballroom time, the hour of sweet romance. Here's your make-believe ballroom. Come on, children, let's dance, let's dance.
Hello, world. I'm Jeff Bressler, turning on the lights of the make-believe ballroom and welcoming you into my crystal studio for another program of classic big band hits from the 1930s and 40s. Please get ready as I play for you some amazing big band, jazz, swing, blues, and boogie-woogie favorites. Folks, you're listening to the Make Believe Ballroom, broadcasting almost continuously since 1935. And hi, friends, once again, welcome into the Crystal Studio as I prepare to, regale you with an eclectic mixture of big band tunes and tales. So let's get swinging with this first selection.
Thank you.
That was Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with Deep River, recorded on Victor Records February the 17th, 1941. Let me play one more song while I now ask you to ponder this trivia question. The question is, what band leader invented the beloved conga line? Interestingly enough, a tradition that started with the 1930s and 40s orchestra continues to this very day at celebrations. I'm sure everybody has either willfully participated in or was forced to participate in a conga line somewhere along the line as you celebrated an event. Let me just give you a quick clue. It wasn't Xavier Cugat. The answer to that question, though, after I spin this one. Recorded in New York City, February the 15th, 1937, for Decca Records, Andy Kirk and his Clouds of Joy with Wednesday Night Hop. I'm Jeff Bressler, and you are listening to the one, the only, the original Make-Believe Ballroom, coming to you today from my Crystal studio. So I handed out a little trivia assignment prior to the Kirk record. And the question was, what band leader invented the beloved conga line, a tradition that started with a 1930s and 40s orchestra that continues at celebrations to this very day, done by both young and old alike, and you can't say that about many dances. And I also told you that it wasn't Xavier Cugat, so who was it? Well, in the late 1930s and early 40s, he and his orchestra specialized in conga music. He was able to blend Latin percussion with American swing, made that fusion. He became popular, and he was a regular performer with his orchestra in New York City at the La Conga Club. He went on to appear in the movies in the 40s and eventually moved over to television, where he led what was possibly the most famous TV orchestra of all time. On TV, he didn't perform at the La Conga Club, but rather the Tropicana Nightclub. His band was given the fictitious name of Ricky Ricardo and his orchestra on that TV program, the beloved I Love Lucy with Lucille Ball. He was the Cuban-born Latin bandleader, Desi Arnaz, who at the very La Conga Club in New York City invented the conga line.
About Sloppy Joe, the Latin Lothario, but Havana has a new sensation. He's really a modest guy, although he's the hottest guy in Havana. And here's what he has to say.
They call me Cuban Pete, I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete. I'm the craze of my native street. When I start to dance, everything goes chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom. The señoritas, they sing and how they swing with this rumbero. It's very nice, so full of spice. And when they're dancing, they bring a happy ring, never a carol, singing a song all the day long. So if you like the beat, take a lesson from Cuban Pete, and I'll teach you to chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom. Si, señorita, I know that you will like the cheeky-boom chick, 'cause it's the dance of Latin romance. And Cuban Pete doesn't teach you in a hurry like Arthur Murray. You're now in Havana, and there's always mañana. So, señorita, please, take it easy, do it with ease. And you'll love it when you do the chick, chick, chicky boom, chick, chicky boom. Chick, 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 chicky boom, chick, chicky boom, chick, chicky boom.
Perhaps not a conga, but rather a rumba we just listened to that was composed in 1936 and would become, along with Babalu, a signature number for Desi Arnaz, who performed it in a 1946 musical film called Cuban Pete from RCA Victor Records. Cuban Pete by Desi Arnaz and his orchestra, vocal by Desi and Amanda Lane, recorded back in 1946. Desi Arnaz, So next time you're at a wedding or a celebration on the conga line, you could say that it was invented by Ricky Ricardo, a.k.a. one Desi Arnaz. Recorded July the 12th, 1939 at RCA Victor's Studio No. 2 in New York City for their Bluebird label, we just heard Indiana by Earl Hines and his orchestra. Why don't I now flip that one over? Indiana was the B-side of that Bluebird record. What was on the A-side? Thank you. Jivin', Earl Hines and his orchestra, the A-side of that Bluebird record, recorded July the 12th, 1939. I'm Jeff Bressler, and you're listening to the weekly edition of the Make Believe Ballroom. I'm so happy you're joining in, listening to this classic big band music along with me. I want to take a few moments to tell you about a female singer who was extremely popular. Her sweet spot was from 1934 to 37, where she served as the key vocalist for Benny Goodman and his orchestra. I'm talking about Helen Ward. She was extremely talented, and in my estimation, she was a groundbreaker in many ways. But by choice, she cut her career short after she married Albert Marks, the jazz producer and manager, in 1936. She went on after that to continue singing, but in a more targeted way. Now, Albert Marks might sound familiar. I spoke about him on a recent program as the person who had the Benny Goodman Carnegie Hall concert back in 1938 recorded for posterity. It was a non-commercial recording that he made, but it was eventually released to the public in 1950. And I also think it was the great sound engineer, Harry Smith, who Marks asked to record the evening using just one hanging microphone. It was a covert kind of recording, but that's another story for another time. Now back to Helen. I said that Helen Ward was a groundbreaker, and I say that because she will always be remembered as one of the finest female singers of the early swing era, who was later emulated by vocalists like Helen Forrest, for example. She was among the early quote-unquote girl singers. Now, that term was not meant by me to be derogatory. It was the phrase used back then to describe female vocalists. It was mostly men who held those big band vocalist positions. And Helen Ward was one of the first to serve in the role of lead band vocalist as a female. So let's honor Helen with a couple of Benny Goodman records. Thank you. Goody Goody spent 4 weeks at number one on the weekly Your Hit Parade survey. From Victor Records, a Johnny Mercer, Maddie Malnick written song by Benny Goodman and his orchestra, vocal by Helen Ward, recorded in Chicago January the 24th, 1936. And of course, Goody Goody went on to become a huge hit for Frankie Lyman. What was the name of his group? Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers with their rock and roll version of Goody Goody, which they recorded in 1957. Let me play another one by Helen Ward. So why don't we go, looking at the playlist here, why don't we go to a radio remote? This one from February the 17th, 1936, broadcast on NBC Radio from Chicago's Congress Hotel. Benny Goodman and his orchestra with a vocal by Helen Ward, the song titled You Hit the Spot. I love those old radio remotes that were brought into folks' living rooms throughout the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Two songs sung by the wonderful Helen Ward. Thanks for joining me today on the Make Believe Ballroom. We're coming to you from the Crystal Studio and broadcast to our affiliates across the USA and in the United Kingdom by the Public Radio Exchange, PRX, the Pacifica Network, and Global Community Radio, as well as independently distributed to many stations by the one and only me. Anyway you've gotten here, I am delighted that you're joining us on the ballroom today. I'm going to hold now the next segment of the show in abeyance because I was thinking, as a result of the Helen Ward, Benny Goodman tunes, a couple of side notes that came to mind while I was listening to the songs. I mentioned that Frankie Lyman recorded Goody Goody in 1957. So that brought to mind another record from a female vocalist who in the early 1930s sang a tune that also received a later early rock and roll revival.
Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me sing a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. When I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me sing a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in without a love of my own.
Connie Boswell on Brunswick Records with a big hit for her, Blue Moon, recorded back in 1935. And much like Goody Goody, Blue Moon had a doo-wop version. That was sung by the Marcells, and it was recorded in 1961. You know, it's interesting that groups like Frankie Lyman and the Marcells went back to the music of the 1930s and 40s to use. I guess, many of the early rock and roll and doo-wop artists perhaps were brought up on listening to big band music on the radio when they were young, or maybe playing their parents' record collections. Blue Moon, just a side journey here in this week's edition of the Make Believe Ballroom, and I thought of that song while listening to Goody Goody. And now, as the wheels spin again, I have another thought in my mind of these doo-wop early rock and roll remakes. Came to my mind. I need to find it on the playlist, so bear with me for a moment. I have to move over to the other computer here. Nothing worse than dead air on the radio. Hold on. I'm on one of my playlist computers. I found it. Now I need to press this button and you should have it.
I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for you.
From Columbia Records, I Only Have Eyes for You, composed by Harry Warren and Al Dubin, Ben Selvin and his orchestra, vocal by Howard Phillips, recorded in New York City, June the 28th, 1934, and remade into a doo-wop hit in 1959 by the legendary Flamingos. I also think Art Garfunkel covered that song. Not 100% sure there, but I think he did. Well, nevertheless, I said that during the Helen Ward segment, I was thinking of some other things in addition to rock and roll and doo-wop. And when I played You Hit the Spot, the radio remote with Helen and Benny, it got me to thinking about the songwriting duo of Mack Gordon and Harry Revell, who composed that great song. So I don't have to pull my dead air routine like when I was looking for I Only Have Eyes for You. I'm going to play a tune and then let you know if I found what I'm looking for.
Thank you.
Recorded in New York City on the 29th of June in 1939 for Columbia Records, Savoy Stampede, Benny Carter and his orchestra. I'm Jeff Bressler, and this is the Make Believe Ballroom. So I found the clip I was looking for. I spoke before Benny Carter of the songwriting duo of Mack Gordon and Harry Revell. For our longtime listeners, you know I enjoy playing records where composers also sang their own works. I've played records by, well, Hoagie Carmichael, how I hate to get up in, Irving Berlin, George Gershwin, let's see, Cole Porter, of course, and who else? Harold Arlen. I played songs that he's done and a few more. Well, Mack Gordon, he wrote the lyrics for a song that saw Eddie Duchin achieve number one hit status. It was also recorded by Bing Crosby, Al Boley, and a host of others. Guy Lombardo, I think, also recorded this song. But lyricist Mack Gordon put his own music to voice.
Did you ever see a dream walking? Well, I did. Did you ever hear a dream talking? Well, I did. Did you ever have a dream thrill you with will you be mine? Oh, it's so grand and it's too divine. Did you ever see a dream dancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see a dream romancing? Well, I did. And did you ever find heaven right in your arms, saying I love you, I do? Well, the dream that was walking, and the dream that was talking, and the heaven in my arms was you.
Did you ever see a dream walking? Written by Harry Revell, the lyrics by Mack Gordon, published in 1933. And we just had the pleasure of hearing the actual lyricist, Mack Gordon, sing his own song.
Solid duty, I repeat, that's a fine thing, 'cause
Ain't She Sweet on Vocalion Records, recorded April the 7th, 1939. Jimmy Lunsford and his trio featuring the vocals of Trumi Young and Cy Oliver. This is Jeff Bressler, and you're listening over the radio today to the Make Believe Ballroom, the same way many listeners enjoyed this very program over the years since its inception in 1935. He wasn't born in 1935, but many of you may wonder why Lenny from down the block, who is the producer emeritus of the ballroom, has not been presenting his record picks of the week. An explanation to follow. Good Queen Bess, a well-known composition by Johnny Hodges, released by the Johnny Hodges Orchestra in 1943 on the Bluebird record label. So, why no Lenny from down the block? Well, if you've been listening, several weeks back, it's probably more than a month ago, he went on an RV trip along with his wife and a whole bunch of friends who also own RVs. They formed a caravan. He came back from that. It was in Texas. And he and his wife, Cookie, then flew from Tampa to Fort Lauderdale and headed on a cruise. They came back from that. I spoke to Lenny. He said they loved the cruise. And now they have this insane idea, Lenny and his wife, Cookie. They've decided on a trial basis to go on an around-the-world cruise. Yes, folks, you can buy a condo stateroom on a ship and sail the world. If they like the trial, they will be out to sea for the foreseeable future. Lenny, my friend, you sold more pizzas at your Palermo Palace in Brooklyn than one could imagine to now live the life of royalty. So a little seafaring record for you. When My Ship Comes In, Kate Smith on Decca Records from 1934. The great Kate Smith, the First Lady of Song, with a classic Depression-era song. Folks, we are out of time. I didn't have a chance to read even one email today. They're stacking up. Hopefully we can catch up next week. To reach me, I'm Jeff at MakeBelieveBallroomRadio.com. That's Jeff at MakeBelieveBallroomRadio.com. And for past shows, over 200 are archived at MakeBelieveBallroom.com. That's MakeBelieveBallroom.com. See you all next week.